USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Blizzard warnings are issued as a snowstorm in the upper Midwest strengthens. The first significant winter storm of the season is expected to bring high winds and snow to the Dakotas and Minnesota. Day 8 of the Kyle Rittenhouse murder trial is over in Kenosha, Wisconsin. The teenage defendant has been charged with 5 felonies for killing 2 rioters and looters during 5 nights of riots and looting in Kenosha, Wisconsin last summer. Regarding disproving the self-defense claim of Rittenhouse, constitutional law professor Jonathan Turley says,
This was a difficult case to make under Wisconsin law. They have a very robust self-defense rule. And more importantly, you then followed that difficult standard by a series of prosecutorial missteps.
USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio is looking for a co-host. Yes, you heard me correctly. Nationally syndicated radio show and popular podcast, Rockstar Radio with Billy Gerard, is looking for a co-host. In fact, 2 segment co-hosts. One will join Billy weekly talking about all things financial, and another for a weekly review of the national real estate and mortgage market. Co-hosting with Billy Gerard could be the move that puts your career into overdrive. For all the details and to schedule an audition with Billy, send an email to bill@rockstar.today. That's bill@rockstar.today. Or go to rockstar.today/co-host for all the details. Rockstar Radio is looking for 2 expert co-hosts. It could be you. Email bill@rockstar.today or go to rockstar.today/co-host. Being on the radio with Billy will make you the expert in the field. It could take your career over the moon. Get all the audition details at rockstar.today/co-host.
Lawmakers and military advocates have raised concerns about the rate of suicides among veterans. Secretary of Veterans Affairs Dennis McDonough offers services within his department to address that rate on Fox News.
If something's bothering you, come forward. We're here for you. We have a wide range of services, whether you want to talk to another vet or whether you want to talk to a mental health professional. We're here for you.
Employer-based health care family premium prices are outpacing wage growth and inflation. According to the Kaiser Family Foundation, average premiums are up 4% from last year and 47% from 2011. Deductibles have surged over 68% in cost from a decade ago. Additionally, employers at smaller companies face deductibles up to 70% higher than those at larger firms. Currently, around 155 million Americans rely on employer-sponsored health coverage. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Zillow reached an agreement to sell around 2,000 properties from its home flipping business that it's winding down. Zillow announced last week they're pulling the plug on their tech-powered flipping operation after the algorithm they set up screwed up. Nick Cianciola is a registered realtor in the Phoenix market. He tells USA Radio News what Zillow selling these homes means to the real estate market.
Nobody's going to be able to buy these homes anymore. They're gone. These are off the market now. Like, at originally, they had a chance of not being in an investor's hands, and they were going to resell them on the market to families and everybody else that could buy them and move into them and make them their own house. But now they're going to be long-term rentals because the only people that are going to be buying these houses are not you and I. They're going to be BlackRock, you know, the big venture capitalists that can afford to buy, you know, 10, 15, 20, 100 houses at a time in a package deal. So those guys are not going to be fixing them up and flipping them. They're going to be holding on to them and renting them out. And when you have 2 or 3 big entities that own large groups of houses in areas, and they're able to control rental rates a lot easier now, man. Like, all they have to do is flip the switch. If they want to charge $100 more a month for rent, they can do that. They own 1,000 houses.
Week 10 of the NFL season kicks off tonight with the Miami Dolphins hosting the Baltimore Ravens. Kickoff set for just after 8 o'clock Eastern Time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.